Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
But already in the 50s, they were revolutionizing American comedy. First as part of the Compass Players in Chicago, which basically invented improv as we know it. And then as a duo, Nichols and May.
But when we went to Africa, it was because you had said, I want to see the work you're doing. You know, I want to meet with the women at these nonprofits, hear what they need firsthand. I think, you know, you're really solution oriented. You wanted to get there and see it. So we went to meet with nonprofits focusing on women and children.
The sense of nostalgia that I got for the 1980s when I was watching this was profound. I mean, this is a dark movie. It's dealing with dark subjects. It's not very pleasant.
Featured today, Studio 360, Lauren Conrad's Asking for a Friend, and Junk Food Diner. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing research and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. In today's fast-paced media landscape, it's almost impossible to keep up. Trends come and go so quickly in pop culture and the arts that you might miss out on your new favorite thing and not even know it. But don't worry, you can make sure you never miss a beat with the help of Studio 360 from Public Radio International. Hosted by novelist Kurt Anderson, Studio 360 is a Peabody Award-winning guide to what's happening in pop culture and the arts. Each week, Kurt introduces the people who are creating and shaping our culture. Life is busy, so let Studio 360 steer you to the must-see movie this weekend, the next book on your nightstand, or that song that'll change your life. Check out this snippet from a recent episode of Studio 360. The episode explores a wide range of topics, from the unfortunate, undeserved flop of the late 80s comedy film to the real friendship behind an on-screen friendship portrayed in the recent movie Booksmart. In this clip, Kurt discusses Elaine May's motivation behind her 1987 film Ishtar, which flopped despite critical acclaim.
To people who have only seen masculinity presented as black and white, as in hero, villain, as in winner, loser, this is very shocking and nuanced.
It's something Elaine May has been doing since the brilliant beginning of her career.
Even though your stuff is truly abrasive, at the same time there's a warmth underneath it in a cockeyed way.
But I think that it's almost impossible to portray a character or do a scene unless you have sympathy with the character.
This is Elaine May talking to Studs Terkel in 1958.
Unless you sort of admit beforehand that you could very easily do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, then you have something that's sort of smart alecky, if you'll excuse that. That's the best way I can sum it up.
She was being interviewed alongside her comedy partner, Mike Nichols. Nichols also would become an acclaimed director of movies like The Graduate. But already in the 50s, they were revolutionizing American comedy. First as part of the Compass Players in Chicago, which basically invented improv as we know it. And then as a duo, Nichols and May.
They became the particle physicists of improvisational comedy, kind of stripping down comedy to its atomic weight.
Arthur, you were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, darling, I just didn't have a second and I could cut my throat. I was so busy.
Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
They didn't have punchlines. The humor came from playing real, from showing relationships that anyone could recognize and identify with.
And your father said to me, Phyllis, eat something, you'll faint.
Darling,
I said, no, Harry, no. Oh, I don't want my mouth to be full when my son called.
Mom.
Everything changed then. It was no longer comedians doing golf jokes or take my wife jokes. They were reflecting on the human comedy.
So this was who made Ishtar, an empathetic comic genius. It had rich characters, funny songs. So why did nobody see it? Why did it lose an estimated $60 million? And why did it get this awful reputation?
I have a particular theory about what happened with Ishtar. It's something about the American character, I think. It seems to me clear if you're looking at it now. It's quite clearly a satire about Reagan's politics in the period and America's politics.
It's a little rough right now because the communists are trying to instigate a coup against the Emir and take over Ishtar.
Why?
That's how it works. Ready to get Ishtar tomorrow to get North Africa?
Why?
That's how it works.
I mean, one thing Elaine May has said was that she wanted to say something to Reagan. So she thought, well, look, he's not going to pay attention to a movie unless it be a mainstream lowbrow comedy like the Road movie. So why don't we make a Road movie picture in which we get across the idea of what we think is idiotic about America's behavior in the Middle East?
And framed as that way, it's extremely funny. Two Americans astride a blind camel in the desert, which represents American policy in the Middle East.
What the hell's the matter with him? Is he blind?
Well, yeah, he is, but he's in perfect condition.
I think the reason why Ishtar rubs people the wrong way is it was saying something about America that was accurate, but that people didn't want to face or acknowledge.
A sample from Studio 360 from PRI and Slate. Get your pop culture fix from the folks who know it best on Studio 360, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. New to the Podcast Central collection this week is a new podcast from TV personality and pop culture icon Lauren Conrad. It's called Asking for a Friend, and it's an advice show based on the simple premise, sometimes your friends give the best advice. Lauren believes in seeking out and sharing advice for all aspects of life, style, beauty, parenting, relationships, entertaining, wellness, and more. And over the years, many of her most creative and innovative experts have not only helped her, but have become good friends. And they'll be joining the show to share their amazing tips, tricks, and ideas. And every episode of Asking for a Friend is kind of like an invitation to join the conversation. So here's a snippet for you to try out. It's a recent episode of Asking for a Friend featuring Lauren's friend and activist, Hannah Sklavara. Hannah joins the show to talk about her nonprofit, The Little Market, which supports and sells products created by women artisans from around the world.
I loved all of the groups we got to visit. And just, I remember this specific moment. I remember the exact moment when we came up with the concept for Little Market was when we were on our way to go see a group and we were on like a really bumpy dirt road. And we were talking about it and we were like, oh, this like, it kind of combines all of our interests and our strengths, and we love this, the idea of being able to help, you know, a countless amount of people. And I remember taking notes, and my notes looked crazy because the road was so bumpy, but I was like trying to write it all down. And I just always will have that moment in my mind of us being like, this could be something really great. And it's so exciting that it actually happened.
Well, I think the other thing that's different about those trips is, you know, when we went to Bali, that was just for fun. But when we went to Africa, it was because you had said, I want to see the work you're doing. You know, I want to meet with the women at these nonprofits, hear what they need firsthand. I think, you know, you're really solution oriented. You wanted to get there and see it. So we went to meet with nonprofits focusing on women and children. And I remember my big idea behind that at that time was, you know, it's great that now it's something people talk about, the lack of menstrual care for women all over the world and how it really affects women and girls. And it means that on average in these underserved communities that a girl with her period is out of school for a week that month, you know, and doesn't even know what's happening. And it really sets – it's just one of the many things that set women back. So I remember, you know, I was like, okay, what if Lauren could do a Tampax ad? This was my big idea. And then, you know, instead of getting paid, she would give all the money to charity and she'd help raise awareness for this. And so we met with all these nonprofits, and I thought what was so cool was at the time you said, I don't want to do a one-off campaign. I don't want to partner with a nonprofit that just works in this one community. But if we do this online marketplace, then there's no limit to how many women we can help. And we're really helping them help themselves. And I just thought that was kind of just sums you up in that you're very solution oriented. You think really big and you want to help people, but you also believe in people and think that, you know, let's just give them the tools they need to take care of themselves.
Thanks, Anna. That was really nice. I still like that tampon idea, though. Let's circle
back.
It's
not too late.
I know.
That was Asking for a Friend with Lauren Conrad. Take advantage of a vast network of friends, experts, and expert friends on Asking for a Friend, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. For a local take on classic movies and classically bad movies, check out this week's local podcast from Cincinnati, Junk Food Diner. with entertaining banter between good friends, deep dives into some obscure but awesome films, and thoughts on some of the latest releases, Junk Food Diner has all the right elements for a nerdy night in. Join the other junkies as they talk early film classics like A Trip to the Moon and recent film flops like the vampire comedy Transylvania Twist with equal excitement. Each episode features three completely different films, so strap on in for a cinematic podcasting journey. Here's a sample for you from Junk Food Diner's recent episode featuring the movies River's Edge, My Demon Lover, and Double Dragon. In this clip, the guys discuss the part Stand By Me, part Twin Peaks 1986 release, River's Edge.
And so anyways, the movie is just kind of about how this group of teenagers at this high school is dealing with the discovery that their friend John killed this girl who they're also kind of friends with. And it's not maybe the reaction that you would expect. Like, they don't all immediately run to the police to report it. They kind of grapple with it in different ways, and you get to see how they all deal with it. There's not a ton of specific plot developments beyond that. It doesn't turn into a crazy chase movie where everybody's on the run, you know, going from city to city or anything like that. It stays pretty local and kind of small scale, and it's kind of a slow movie, but I thought an interesting one. And there's a definite Twin Peaks kind of vibe to this movie. I guess it's no surprise that the director of this, Tim Hunter, was later picked by David Lynch to direct some episodes of Twin Peaks. I guess they had known each other from school or something like this. They were friends prior, but there's a definite style that's established in this movie in 1986 that I think really probably informed Twin Peaks in terms of location selection and set design. There's a lot of like weird lived-in rural kind of details, like chipped paint and things like this in all the environments in this movie. I guess they shot this up in Sacramento and also down here in the San Fernando Valley. But it doesn't look like anywhere specific. It has this kind of nice, just vague rural quality to it that I thought was really effective. The cast in this, I think, is great. I mentioned Crispin Glover and Keanu Reeves and Daniel Roebuck, and they are the leads here, and I think they all do a really great job. Dennis Hopper is kind of in his post Blue Velvet phase where he's really going for it. You know, he's really acting like a maniac on screen. And I think some people maybe don't respond to that as well as I do, but I always love to see him hamming it up on screen. And the sense of nostalgia that I got for the 1980s when I was watching this was profound. I mean, this is a dark movie. It's dealing with dark subjects. It's not very pleasant, but you do get to glimpse back into the real 1980s here. And it's not this like fake Hollywood version of the 80s. Like, this is the 80s that we all lived in. And it's cool to see all the arcade games, like video games, in convenience stores in this, in taco shops in this. At one point, they go to a cool arcade where they got all these machines set up. And everybody's got BMX bikes that they're riding on. And, you know, the near-dark kid in this is smoking hella weed. And it just really brought me back.
Our local Cincinnati podcast, Junk Food Diner. Get your nerd fix and discover your new favorite cult classic picture with Junk Food Diner, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up, let's see what's topping the Apple Podcast charts by iTunesCharts.net. Well, two recently introduced podcasts continue to dominate as we enter the dog days of summer. It's Man in the Window, about the Golden State Killer, and Culpable, a new podcast that explores unsettled cases where the people seem to have been deserving of blame but somehow eluded justice. Both podcasts continue to dominate the summer podcast charts. For more information on these and others, be sure to check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.